Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody, live from Chicago. Welcome. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, all things sports medicine, fitness, and wellness. Hey, congrats, the Kansas City Chiefs. Big parade, some snow, exciting game. Congratulations. You know, we got a great doubleheader today, Dr. Kelly Ryan. She's a primary care sports medicine specialist, also concussion awareness. She's a co-director of Horseman Health Program at Maryland's Racetrack. She'll be joining me. And then my old friend Dolly McCarthy. She is the host of the Dolly McCarthy Show. She's an award-winning journalist, magazine editor, and she still might be a sports mom. We'll see. Then the sports doctor's in, answering emails, coming up show personalities. First, I'm excited to welcome Dr. Kelly Ryan to the Sports Doctor. Welcome.
Thank you so much.
Give us a little bit of background on you leading into your association with the world of the racetracks.
It's kind of a funny story. I had done my sports medicine fellowship and just always wanted to take care of athletes. And when I finished my fellowship, there wasn't really too much sports medicine in this area that hadn't already been covered. So essentially, they needed a doctor and I needed a job.
Right.
So that's how that worked out. And being a fresh grad, straight out of my fellowship, I started doing some research about, you know, the sport. I didn't know too much initially, and I started watching some videos, and then I was terrified, and then I said, well, I guess here we go. So that's how it ended up working. And then I've just been learning as I go, and I've been meeting, you know, all the different jockeys and learning from them and learning from my patients. And now it's just part of my life.
Yes. And I see that, you know, you've been involved as a team, associate team physician for so many different teams. You had some involvement also in your world with the Baltimore Ravens. And those who follow the Sports Doctor know I'm a Louisville alum, and Lamar Jackson is just so exciting in that world.
What an exciting season we had, for sure.
What happened? Yes. You know, that'll be next year. He'll face Mahomes, who he beat already. You know, it's interesting. So you jumped into the world of the jockeys, and then you probably realize, and I'm sure you have, the type of athlete it takes to be anywhere near the ability to do what jockeys do. I bet that was an eye-opener.
100%. I have so much respect for my jockeys. They are tremendous, tremendous athletes. And, you know, I've taken care of football players. I've taken care of baseball, lacrosse, gymnastics, every other kind of athlete that you could possibly imagine. And I would put my jockeys up against any of them. They are tough as nails. And
now, you were
hard.
An athlete yourself, right, Dr. Ryan? You were an athlete yourself, weren't you? A triathlete and runner?
Yes. And then I started doing gymnastics when I was younger, and I did softball and lacrosse and field hockey and cheer. I got injured when I was younger, and I said, when I grow up, I want to be a sports medicine doctor, and then that's just what I did.
Right. Here's my pearl for the day from the sports doctor for you. Pay big attention to orthotics in the jockey shoes for knee alignment and stability. Maybe you guys already do. Of course, I'm prejudiced. Everybody listening to the sports doctor, I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. If you go to radio shows, you can go back over 10 years and see the vast array of guests in so many different areas, health, wellness, sports, medicine, nutrition, and listen to whatever you would like. If you go over to newspaper articles and magazines, you'll see a large array of articles on all sorts of topics One of the big ones also is the world of concussions that we're going to talk about also in a minute. We have a lot of followers on Twitter, over 30,000. There's a lot of great information we publish at SportsDoc, DOC Radio. We're talking with Dr. Kelly Ryan. She's the co-director of the Horseman Health Maryland's Race Track World. We're talking about jockeys, the athletes that they really, really are, and the fact that, you know, you're someone who's worked with so many different athletes. If you think about it for 3 minutes, you realize, you know, what do you got? Well, how strong do you have to be to hold on to like a 2,000-pound horse while they're doing 40 miles an hour? You're very involved also in the concussion awareness world. I would imagine that's a big concern in the world of jockeys and horse riders.
So, unfortunately, it's not as big of a concern as it should be. You know, we are being so strict on our football players and our lacrosse players, and we're training our coaches, and we have such strict rules in all of our other sports. And when we actually got to Maryland, there wasn't a concussion protocol in place, and there is
amazing
a concussion. And it's lacking in most states, actually. The majority of states in the United States do not have concussion protocols for jockeys. And, you know, it's one thing to put your kid back out there and be a risk for themselves, but it's completely different when you're talking about a jockey who's sitting on a horse going 40 miles an hour making split-second decisions that could potentially be fatal for the you know, for anyone else that's out there with them, and doing that when they're not, you know, 100% correct, you know, not 100% right. And we know how difficult concussions can be to diagnose and to be aware that you actually have a concussion. And yeah, there is a ton of jockeys that have later told me saying, oh, well, you know, we used to get back on the horse when I remember being dizzy, or I don't even remember finishing that race.
Right.
And it's just terrifying.
Just like the football player. Just like the football player or the other athlete who would go back into play, and over this past 10 years, maybe even longer, we've paid huge attention to all aspects of the world of concussions. To this day, we don't know. How many hits does it take? We don't know. You know, helmets, you know, prevent skull fractures. Helmets don't prevent slamming the head around inside different types of areas. What are the kinds of things that make sense to you that need to be added to the awareness world of concussions with jockeys? Is it a helmet orientation?
So it's interesting that you're bringing that up, because that's something else I've also learned, you know, as I go. I've learned about other helmets. So equestrian helmets are actually more like bicycle helmets than they are football helmets. So they're one and done. So once you have a hit, or once you get kicked, or, you know, once you have a fall, they have to get rid of their helmet because it loses its integrity, and the studies have shown that. And not a lot of people know that. You know, they think, oh, there's no crack in the outside. I checked in on the inside. It should be fine. But again, concussions are never going to be completely prevented, because you can get a concussion without even being hit in the head, you know, like from car accidents or from falls. But they certainly get tossed off of horses.
I think that's
even hitting their head.
That's the information, Dr. Ryan, that's been big, big news to so many people in the world of sports medicine, which was the fact that you could have no diagnosed concussions. It's the micro trauma. If the sport involves collisions of one athlete hitting another, let alone falling off a horse or that anywhere near that kind of trauma, the collision itself can jerk the head around and cause all sorts of problems. And I think, you know, for years, and the National Football League, of course, they ducked it. Hey, helmets. Then they realized it was a whole different story. We always talk, what's the best website people could go to find out about the programs you're involved with, Dr. Ryan?
So at MedStar Health, we actually have a link for our Horseman's Health program. We also have a really great YouTube on concussions. If you just Google Horseman's Health concussion, you can find it. But, you know, the CDC has a really good website, particularly for equestrian helmets and those types of things. And there's also University of Kentucky has created a Saddle Up to Safety that you can find online that's really helpful And not just, I take care of jockeys who are professional racers and riders, but, you know, there's a lot of people out there that are just equestrian riders for recreational, for recreational purposes. Or the horse, it's funny because the horse community is such a close-knit community, and they do it for their whole lives. You know, they grow up in that world, which has been, it's been really interesting to learn all about them as well and kind of meet them where they are. I would also say one of the most important things for racetracks is just making sure that we're educating our riders, because, you know, there's a lot of riders that will, you know, bump their head, or they say, oh, I'm fine. It's not until the next day that they say, oh, I wasn't fine, you know, because that's part of the concussion, is you don't realize that you have a concussion. So it's important to tell the other riders about it, to look out for signs and symptoms in their, you know, in their buddies, and to teach the regulators. And it's just really bringing awareness. That's my biggest
now,
thing
I can,
to do is
all
bring
of
awareness
sports.
To it, yeah.
Yeah, and all of the sports, of course, core strength. You know, again, on the Sports Doctor, we talk a lot about work those feet and ankles, strengthen those feet and ankles, work
you
balance.
You have a great time at the track.
Yeah, right. And this is something I'm sure, you know, that you guys pay a lot of attention to, because the reality is, again, like you said, these jockeys train very, very hard. You imagine the upper body strength you need to be stable in those kinds of positions, let alone the leg and knee strength. You know, like I mentioned before when I was talking about orthotics, Dr. Ryan, I used to have these three girls who were all serious youngsters in the world of figure skating when they were 12, 13, 14 years old. They also were serious equestrians. And they used to take the orthotics out of their skates and put them in their boots. And people would say, what are you talking about, orthotics? You're not running or jumping. But when you're talking about stability and balance in the stirrups, then something about it was great with the three sisters when we talked about that. I also always ask you guys in the world of sports medicine about the mental game. I always ask, you know, how's your sports psychology skills when you're dealing with this world?
It is. It's definitely a challenge, particularly when you throw the horse aspect into it, because people also become so attached to horses. But the problem is that they're so labile. I mean, I'm afraid of them. I just look at them and, you know, I just get nervous. You can be sitting on a horse and you can get headbutted. Actually, being headbutted by a horse is a common cause of a concussion in equestrians, which was new to me. But anyway,
how young are the kids that you might see, Dr. Ryan, also, age groups
16.
That you're looking at, jockeys or that world?
16 to, I think our oldest is 52 at the moment. I know that there's someone out there who's riding closer to their 70s occasionally.
How about male, female?
So we do have some female jockeys, and they tend to actually be a little bit lighter. But a lot of them, you know, again, they grow up, but there are some excellent female riders out there as well.
Are you in the equestrian world also, besides the horses and the jockeys in your sports medicine, and so many different sports that you've been involved with or exposed to, whether it was lacrosse, whether it was soccer, whether it was football, baseball, like you said, you know, the world of equestrian people who are competitively riding, does that ever pass by your sphere of influence?
It does, just because they've heard about me being involved with other equestrians. So I have had some other patients from jump jockeys will come to see me, because they just know that I understand the world a little bit better. But I'm still learning about that. I actually have a colleague who is also a physician who's doing sports medicine right now, and she actually was a steeplechase jockey, so I've been learning a lot from her as well.
Wow, you know, with the jumping and the pounding.
Yep.
You know, it, in my book, Hashtag Hey Sports Parents, which I'll be glad to send you a copy, I have a chapter in the Sports Doctor's, and it's called The Two Essential Exercise Additions, not to replace everything else, but to absolutely be included. And again, one is really working those feet and ankles, rubber bands, other kinds of strengthening, and the other's working balance, stability. You know, whether you're a defensive back in football, running on the soccer field, let alone holding on to the reins of a horse, you better have that core strength. And a lot of times we see, still to this day, the athletes worry about how much they could bench press instead about show me how you can balance on one foot. Right, Dr. Ryan?
Well, so our jockeys don't go anywhere near weight. They're actually afraid of them because they have to maintain a low weight in order to be able to ride. They have to be less than 118 pounds, which is difficult for a full-grown man to maintain that weight. So, but you're absolutely right, and I think that that's one of the things that I have the most awe for them in terms of being athletes is their balance, their ability to stabilize themselves on just the their very forefoot.
Yeah.
And there's actually there's something called an equisizer. It's like a fake mechanical horse that will put them on that they can practice on, but you can't really reproduce what they do in terms of their holding that position that they have on those horses. I mean, the strength is just unbelievable.
Yes, and it's interesting, again, how sometimes, that passes by the individual who's thinking about which athletes require the best, or which sports, rather, require the best athletes. And, you know, you have to look far and wide to see the jockeys connected. And that's one of the reasons we're really glad to have you join us, because the Sports Doctor is an educational vehicle, and the kinds of topics you're talking about, they're really, really important, especially, again, when we're talking about by the time somebody becomes a professional jockey, they've been growing up on horses and are very, very involved. And it's right smack again in the area of youth sports and some of the different challenges that they present in that regard. So, you know, paying attention to that whole athletic development makes, you know, such a big deal in that regard. Give us a little bit more of that information regarding MedStar and the other information to find out more, Dr. Kelly Ryan, about what you do.
So for MedStar Health, that is our organization that we're contracted out through MedStar Sports Medicine. Okay. We take care of a number of different...
So MedStarHealth.com?
Yes. Actually, I believe it's .org.
Okay. Give me quickly the director of the Horseman thing.
The director?
Yeah, the website for the Horse Health.
Oh, Horseman's Health. It's just a link that we have on our in our website. And I can certainly send you that.
Great. Thanks so much. Dr. Kelly Ryan, again, Family
it's
Medicine, Sports Medicine Specialist. MedStarHealth.org. Hold on, yes. Kelly. Everybody will be right back. It's the Sports Doctor. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharky Zartman, hashtag HeySportsParents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharky is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharky talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. Right Fit Sports Fitness Wellness is a unique physical fitness experience whose breakthrough formula is built for all ages and abilities. Young or old, high-level athletes have special needs or seeking post-rehab and recovery therapy, Right Fit has a 15-year track record of measurable results. Right Fit has two Illinois locations, LaGrange and Willowbrook. No membership fees. Pay as you go. Go to right-fit.com. Right Fit Sports Fitness Wellness. Right-fit.com. Hey everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey, everybody, we're back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. I want to welcome Dolly McCarthy. Dolly is the host of the Dolly McCarthy Show. She's an award-winning journalist, veteran broadcaster, and she's the editor of a couple of magazines. I got to check with her still if she's still the sports mom. Dolly, welcome to the Sports Doctor. Welcome back.
Well, thanks for having me, Doc. Good to be back on
your
show.
I'm glad to have you on the month that we're both celebrating the, believe it or not, 10th anniversary of the Naperville young man at the time, Evan Lysacek, who in 2010 won the men's Olympic gold medal figure skating title. I put orthotics in Evan's skates when he was like 10 years old. Can you believe it's 10 years?
I can't believe it. And he just got married, too, I saw.
He did.
That young man is now a married man.
Yes,
what a wedding that was.
Yes, this in Thailand, of all places, his mom said it was a fairy tale. Dolly, give us a little bit of background with some of the different things you do and catch us up between the magazine editing and a little bit about your radio show. Aren't you celebrating like your 6th anniversary?
Close. Thanks, Doc. 7 years in March.
7 years. See, I'm telling you, we're caught up in anniversaries. Give us some background, Dolly.
Well, I don't know where to begin. My goodness. I'm a mom of 5 and just hit my 50th birthday last March. And I was just reading an article that life begins.
That's a new 30. It's a new 30.
I don't know. I don't know if life begins. I think it continues on, and I think the message was really just you're never too old to start something new. And so I figured 2 years ago, approaching my 50th, I would start to get into the magazine business, publishing. Magazine, you know, at a time when everyone said print is dead, well, now print, you've got to be specific about who you're reaching. It's got to be purposeful and really be of some really good, useful information, but you got to know your audience. You got to know who needs to reach that audience. So it's been a very successful magazine that I started.
Oh yeah, a good friend, you know, Lindy Clevo. You know, Lindy with the Glancer magazine.
Yes, the Glancer, yes.
Yes, and the Naperville magazine. You know, you were involved in so many different areas. You were on TV there. You did the weather. You know, you were the broadcaster in that particular case. Yeah. So that makes you able to dance on your feet as well as I can when you talk about being on the radio. Tell us a little bit about your show.
Well, the Dolly McCarthy Show started 7 years ago when I was a news anchor at CLTV News, WGN's sister station. And I was just getting approached by a lot of non-for-profits, as you do, Dr. Bob. Hey, can we be on your show? Can we talk? Can you give us some exposure? And I kept pitching these ideas first before I even started the show to WGN to get the non-for-profits highlighted and featured, the ones at least that I was emceeing at their different various events. And they kept telling me, Dolly, you know, enough, you know, this, we can't handle all these non-for-profits you're bringing. Why don't you start your own show? It was just kidding. And then Steve Dahl started a podcast, and I thought, well, why can't I? So I started the podcast, and it was just every week we feature different non-for-profits. But I've been lucky and blessed that celebrities, best-selling authors, and people like yourself, Dr. Bob, that are influencers in the community that do have a lot of good, important information to share, have been willing to come on my show.
Yeah, I just shared with you.
Years.
Yeah, I think I just shared with you when I was on your show. I think it was 6 years ago I sent you the show as I knew that we were going to be involving ourselves on the show. Of course, you know, Dolly has emceed so many charity events and other kinds of fantastic organizations in the past. You know, one of my sponsors, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, we're very excited about their new launch, MVP Parent Magazine. Print is still around, even though it's been challenged, to say the least, you know, dramatically. And I know, you know, health and wellness has always been things that you've talked about. I bet you feature that in your magazines. Are they involved? Where, are they Park Ridge?
Well, the one is Park Ridge Living. It just goes to folks in Park Ridge. It's more of a social, it's a social magazine, but it highlights, you know, kind of what I have done with NCTV in Naperville, at CLTV, and on my radio show. We highlight the good. What's the good word, right? Good things that are happening in our lives and in our communities and ways that we can do good and serve others. You know, I've
what a great idea that is. You know, in this crazy world of media, social media, yada, yada, it's nice to hear something that's, hey, let's really pay attention to what's good going on. What's the website people could find out about the show?
Well, you could go to my Facebook page, The Dolly McCarthy Show. They can also go to Dolly McCarthy. And on Instagram, The Dolly McCarthy Show is there as well. We have all the links there. We originally started out with Blog Talk Radio. Now it's picked up half a dozen internet radio sites, and now so Tuohyville Internet Radio, Blog Talk Radio, Rivet Radio Network in Chicago, iHeart Radio, and so forth. I used to be on WCKG, but there's been some changes over there. So I'm looking for another terrestrial radio outlet. Hint, hint, anybody?
Yes.
But for the most part,
well, I'll give you the hint when I'm on your show tomorrow. You know, if we've talked about TV, being on. Being again on each other's shows, being an educator, and you know, the I remember how many years ago it was, one of your daughters, Irish Dance. Are you still involved in the sports mom world?
Not so much. My daughter is in cheer now at Maine South in Park Ridge, and they don't. My daughters, I have four. They used to Irish dance religiously. I mean, three or four times
a
week.
I got news for you, Dolly.
We went to Dr. Bob. We even went to your office not too long ago because she's got bunions
now. You did.
Now.
I have news for you. Cheerleading is one of the leading sports with problems, especially as acrobatic and as physical as cheerleading really, really has become. Some of the best athletes I've seen over the years are involved in cheerleading. Some of the most groundbreaking concussion work is being done. People like Kimberly Archie would be a great guest for your show. Kimberly's been very, very involved in the awareness of the challenges of cheerleading and the fact that, you know, people say, you know, we don't know how athletic it is. And then they find out, gosh, there's more injuries in cheerleading than almost anything else. That's my pearl for the day from the sports doctor.
No, that's good. And you're absolutely right. I mean, I've met my daughter's competitions. They're not just doing cheers and flip-flops on the sidelines. They're building these huge pyramids. And I did witness a girl right at the top of that pyramid fall flat on her bottom, hitting her elbow and shoulder at the meantime. And I can't imagine that it would just, you know, be a sore for a week or two. There's got to be something there.
No, concussions are a big deal in that regard also.
As all.
It is. It's a very, very challenging one, especially as physical as it's become. You know, when you're talking about good stuff, when you're talking about featuring those kinds of things in the magazines, you know, everybody's trying to be more active, People are trying to, you know, we pay so much attention on the sports doctor to holistic health and the blending of mind and body and mindfulness. You know, medicine didn't know how to spell the word mindfulness, you know, 15, 20 years ago, let alone paying attention to it. So the good lifestyle and positive approaches have a lot to do, because the new medicine really is eat smarter and stay, keep moving.
Keep moving, that's right. But you know what, Doc, I got to tell you, here we are. I'm 50, approaching 51, and I have a slight tear in my rotator cuff. And I said to the doctor, well, how does that happen? I don't remember doing anything to cause that. It could be something as simple as, and even someone who thinks they're as in good a shape as I am, reaching into the back seat of my car to grab a bag or a purse can create that. Good physical therapy.
Oh, absolutely.
Even Pilates has helped me. But, you know, if this gets any worse, I'm looking at surgery. But right now, I think
yeah,
I'm good. Pilates and physical therapy has really helped.
Yeah, some things are surgical problems. 2 weeks ago, we had on physical therapy, where we had Mary Rochford on. Used to be Naperville Physical Therapy for years. And you know, now there's a physical therapist on every block. And a gym on every third block. Yet, when it comes to obesity, it comes to childhood obesity, we're still treading water. So the idea of paying attention to one's health is such a big deal, especially in a country like ours, Dolly, where we're deluged with advertisements on TV, with drugs for everything and a pill for everything, and sometimes lifestyle gets left behind.
Yeah, I agree. I was just in Ireland, Doc, and I drank Guinness a few times a day, and I indulged in the good food. Believe it or not, Ireland has delicious food. I came back, I thought I would gain 10 pounds. I didn't gain a pound. And one of the reasons
that's probably
I believe
you were walking,
we don't have the GMO.
You were walking on the, yes, well, you probably walk
not
in
so
the
much
mountains.
Walking. Not too much, but we don't have, their food is grass-fed, low sugar, lots of whole grains.
Something to learn, really.
Something
we're
going to
be right back, Dolly. We're going to be right back. You'll tell us more about that. It's Everybody's the Sports Doctor. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com. Hey everybody, we are live from Chicago. You're listening to The Sports Doctor. I'm the Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. We're talking with Dolly McCarthy, award-winning journalist. She's a veteran broadcaster. She's the creator, producer. She's the host of The Dolly McCarthy Show. So is your show live, Dolly?
Yes, it's live, which, by the way, can I do a plug? Tomorrow we'll be live with you.
Yes.
On the show, live at 1:30 in the afternoon in Chicago Central Time, but then it rebroadcasts throughout the week continuously on different sites.
I think I'm on it. So. I'm on at 1:45, so we got to get your time straight. I'm just kidding. So you
That's
know,
right.
Live radio is live radio is always an adventure. You know, sometimes a guest has cheek, and I got the time zone wrong, or you know, whatever. It definitely brings a little bit of flavor sometimes into the live action. You know, we were talking about some of the different events and the feel-good stories and the important things that you might highlight in the magazine. It's funny. We were in between, and Dolly says to me, you want to talk about bunions, which was my daughter's problem when we brought her into. She was Irish dancing 6, 7, 8 years ago. you know, the dislocation of the big toe. Did she ever get that fixed?
No, because it's good. Hereditary. I had it at her age, too, really bad.
Yes. I told you then that orthotic control is very important because it's a progressive imbalance. And sometimes we'll see not every daughter or granddaughter inherits those bunions. They inherit the foot type that develops the deformity. Now, again, if you're going to be up on the toes, Irish dancing is about as physical a sport as there is. Everybody remember Riverdance? I mean, just incredible, incredible stuff. So sometimes we'll see that we can get away with it for years. So there we have a little podiatry that we're throwing in. I'm looking forward tomorrow, Dolly, also with you. We'll be talking about the whole world of sports parenting and the attention that we've been paying big time. You know, regardless of the sport, youth sports is a big business. Parents many times are, everybody's aware of the overzealous sports parent, let alone coaches. So we will get an opportunity to talk about that. The one magazine you mentioned is in Park Ridge?
Yes, Park Ridge Living. And the other one is Be Local, Northwest Chicagoland. So if you're in the northwest side of Chicago, suburbs and parts of Chicago, you would get that.
Let me know. I'll do a Sports Doctors In column for you guys on occasion.
Okay.
You know, in the area. Yes, with all this cross promotion here that we're talking about. Mm-hmm. So now you're like a college mom now. And how many years did you spend in Naperville?
Oh, about 25 years of my life was in Naperville. Naperville is my second home. I love Naperville, but yes. I've been Park Ridge, back on the northwest side where I was born and raised. So I go back and forth. Naperville, my family there in Naperville, and then here on the northwest side. So best of both worlds. I can get out to Naperville. And I love going out to Naperville. You still living out there, too?
I'm out in Naperville, yes. I'm out in that neck of the woods. It's a beautiful area.
Like,
you know, it's Park
Disneyland
Ridge.
Over there. It's like Disneyland. It's
right.
Disney World. And then Disneyland and Park Ridge. But it's wonderful community. Lots of sports is big there, just like in Park Ridge. And I love having my children involved with sports, but I also know that it's really important, and it's something that I think parents need to get a grip on, even coaches, too. I will say that, too. Sometimes coaches get carried away. It's time we just take a step back and maybe look at family time and balance, you know, but it's hard
it's
to be the best.
It's a very big point.
The day off for Christmas to be with your family, tongue in cheek. You really do need to tell our children that life is about balance. It's the reason why we're doing sports is to keep you active and fit. You're not going to be an Evan Lysacek unless they really truly are. We'll know early on, but really just encourage your kids to have fun and stay in shape, be disciplined. But if there's an opportunity to go to someone in the family's graduation, confirmation, communion, bar mitzvahs, whatever, those should be the priority. And parents need to take a stand and understand that we're raising a child, all parts of the child, all parts of our being, and it's not just about sports, which I see a lot of parents doing that. Sports is the priority,
yes.
And then later on in life, when they're in college,
challenge.
In high school, they've got all these health
challenge.
Problems and missed out on a lot of things. So it's okay
to
be alone.
The good news is that exactly what you're talking about has garnered lots of attention in all areas of youth sports, even though overkill is one of the biggest things that we're dealing with. One of the chapters in my book is called Youth Sports and Drugs, where half these kids are taking over-the-counter pain medicines just to survive, which is nuts. So many times the pressures are out of whack, and fitness doesn't mean competitive sports. The idea of having these kids active, which is why on the Sports Doctor, Dolly, we have fought for 25 years, give or take a few weeks, against removing PE from school. You know, the idea of keeping physical activity, the challenge of social media and screen time has become a tremendous challenge. So mixing in the importance of family values, family time, priorities, I think is something that really needs to be focused on, and I think it's a great point.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Self-care, too. I run two magazines, and I am more productive and happier when I get a workout in the morning in. So taking away PE from a child is not going to make them study any harder or better. Score better on
actually
time.
Makes them worse. It makes them perform worse. And it really is true. It's very difficult to be aggravated or pissed off, pardon my French, when you're exercising. It really, really is. Even for, I used to call it mental overhead. And that means, again, that the idea of paying attention to taking care of yourself really is a big part of mental health, which is such a very, very big deal today. Mm-hmm. And that's why I'm not surprised when you get a workout in, you might be a more productive and, you know, staying out of trouble. There's only two things everybody cares about in fitness. Number one, can I prevent injuries? And then for that certain percentage, number two, you know, can I enhance a performance, be a step or two quicker, be a better Irish dancer, be more explosive, et cetera, et cetera. It's not for everybody. And people, many times parents mix that up as far as here, talking about Evan Lysacek again quickly, our Olympic champion. I had Tanya, of course, you know Tanya for years, his wonderful mom, on the radio the weeks after he won the Olympic gold medal. I said, Tanya, how did you know it was his goal and not yours? You know, the overzealous parents. She said, you know, Dr. Weil, Evan had ice time at 6:15 in the morning. I never had to wake him up. You know,
that's exactly what
she
said to me.
He was in the car with his gloves on. Mm-hmm. I said, I couldn't think of a better answer than that, but that definitely is something that we want to pay attention to. Keep these kids active. Childhood obesity will bury us financially if we don't change these trends, and we're still treading water. So we've got to pay more attention to all that stuff, Dolly.
Yeah, and diet, too. Keep them active. And get rid of the boxes in the pantry, whole foods, you know, fruits, vegetables, almond milk, the different various ways of getting that calcium.
Our old friend from Naperville, Aunt V, you know, Veronica Porter. Have you had her on your show talking to you? Right.
Yes.
You know.
Yes, she's been on the show. It just took the basics, just the basics again, but. Overall,
Dolly, give me the information.
You're good about this.
Give me the information to find out about your show again. Give me the information for the web quickly.
The Dolly McCarthy Show is on Facebook and on Instagram, facebook.com/TheDollyMcCarthyShow. And then if you just go to dollymccarthy.com, I have a website right there, too. It's a show all about non-profits, all the good we do in the Chicagoland area. From a Chicago chick.
Yes. Dolly McCarthy.
Thanks, Doc.
Thanks so much. Hold on. We'll see you tomorrow. We'll be right back, everybody, with the Sports Doctors In. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. Right Fit Sports Fitness Wellness is a unique physical fitness experience whose breakthrough formula is built for all ages and abilities. Young or old, high-level athletes have special needs or seeking post-rehab and recovery therapy, Right Fit has a 15-year track record of measurable results. Right Fit has two Illinois locations, LaGrange and Willowbrook. No membership fees. Pay as you go. Go to right-fit.com. Right Fit Sports Fitness Wellness. Right-fit.com. Hey, everybody, we are back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctors In segment of the Sports Doctor. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. You go to radio shows. You can go back years. Who was on? What were the topics? Listen to whatever you would like. If you go over to newspaper articles and magazines, you'll see an array of articles. Many of them I've written for Lower Extremity Review. Years worth of articles with the Naperville Sun and Aurora Beacon on an endless array of topics, including one of my most infamous articles on women in high heels, accepting the challenge. Follow us on Twitter at SportsDoc, DOC Radio. We have over 30,000 followers, and we have great sports medicine information included there. Next week, we've got Scott Cooney. He is the founder, CEO of a CBD group, Nature's Element. Everybody who listens to the Sports Doctor knows how excited I am about the whole world of CBD. He will be joined later in the show. We're going to see if we can corral one of his scientists, Jeremy. The following week, Michael Duerson, Michael's brother Dave Duerson, member of the Chicago Super Bowl Bears, was a friend and patient of mine. He committed suicide 2011. The whole brain study, concussion world, Michael heads his foundation. And then we've got Charisse Murray, the eco lifestyle, the whole world of ecologically sound, healthy lifestyle will be joining us. Emails. You can email me, drrwildsportsdoctor@yahoo.com. Joe says, what makes up balance training? You know, Joe, everything from standing on one foot to standing on a mini trampoline to balancing on a tilt board to standing on a BOSU to stand on the sand dune stepper. Can comprise balance training. The real important point is that creating imbalance, what I call instability training, is one of the most valuable types of exercise. It's why I feature it in the book Hashtag Hey Sports Parents as one of the two most important exercise conditions to include. Again, when you create imbalance, imagine yourself standing on a mini trampoline. You activate every stabilizer, every muscle and tendon in your body. You'd light up like a Christmas tree if we put sensors on you. So whether you are a senior citizen trying to prevent falling, or you are an elite athlete, or you are your kid's an elite athlete, including balance work is fantastic strengthening exercise. You can get very creative, whether you're playing catch with yourself while you're balancing, whether you are playing catch with somebody else, whether you are standing on a mini tram with both feet and doing a partial squat, whether you're doing these kinds of exercises on tilt boards. And we found it to be very, very safe for young children, including great athletes. Carrie says, talk about plantar fasciitis. Plantar fasciitis, inflammation, soreness in the arch or heel, is one of the most common things we see in sports podiatry. The plantar fascia is a band of fiber, goes from the toes to the heel, and where it attaches to the heel bone is susceptible to partial tearing, microtrauma, sometimes leading to heel spurs. And plantar fasciitis requires, especially if it's persistent or recurrent, some serious attention. You want to make sure that you're in some good arch support, ideally orthotics, especially if plantar fasciitis has been a problem for you, and ideally custom orthotics. You want to be aware of what's the best shoes that you should be in. And because on occasion, plantar fasciitis could be a real bear, cortisone injections, physical therapy, medicine, anti-inflammatories, you want to pay attention to it. Classic types of symptoms, inactivity pain. First thing in the morning, first few steps, man, my heel hurts. Or after activity, heels bothering us. Almost always, very importantly, this is a conservative management problem. Very rarely. It is a surgical problem. Steve says, are cross trainers good for basketball? Yes, they are. Cross trainers are shoes, not running shoes, but athletic shoes made for multi-direction. Whether you're on the tennis court, whether you're running trails, whether you're looking to play basketball, you do not want to be in walking or running shoes. They're made for one step in front of the other. When you're moving side to side, you want a shoe with that kind of stability, and that's what cross trainers are all about. Almost every top brand includes them. As with all other shoes, you want to make sure you fit properly. You know, one of my pet peeves is that 50% of us aren't even fit properly, usually with oriented. It's one of the reasons why sponsor of mine for years and colleagues of mine, New Balance, that we always paid big attention to with sizing. So yes, cross trainers are fine. Todd says, what's the difference between acute and chronic injuries? Basically, Todd, it's how they happen. Acute injuries just happen. Sprained your ankle, you fell and hurt something, acute injuries. Chronic injuries often do not have a specific incident. I don't know, Dr. Weil, when my heel started hurting me, it just started bothering me. And many times they have different types of treatments. Over the years, the acute injuries almost always was the Rice principles, rest, ice, compression, elevation. Now we've learned, especially with my longtime radio guest and colleague Gary Reinhold's book, Iced, we've learned that past numbing an area for pain, ice is not productive for healing. So it's a whole different concept regarding getting motion in the area, not painful motion, with adjacent areas. Imagine an ankle sprain. We're having someone move their toes, maybe move their knee in order to enhance better healing. But basically, again, chronic injuries can be persistent. They also can be mechanically oriented. Gee, this runner keeps getting shin splints. Gee, he's got pronated feet. So those are the two specific differences. Sally, if we have time, says, my daughter's a figure skater. I know you talk a lot about orthotics. Are they a step up? Pardon the pun. Big time, Sally. They are. We talked today about my poster boy, the Olympic gold medal figure skating champion, Evan Lysacek from Naperville, Illinois. 2010, he was the Olympic gold medalist. He was 10 years old when I put orthotics in his skates. I have never had a skating coach call me and say, Dr. Weil, you slowed the kid up. What I have had is many coaches say they're more efficient, their edging is sharper, they have better stability, they have better balance, and that's because proper custom orthotics incorporate optimum positioning in the boot is really, really a step up. It's a three-part so-called gold program. Make sure you're fitted by a proper skating boot fitter. Have your kid strengthening their feet and ankles and working balance. And pay big attention to custom orthotics. They are one of our biggest weapons in preventing trouble. Half the female figure skaters I see, Sally, have knee trouble because of foot imbalance. So many times we'll see that it ain't going to make you Evan Lysacek necessarily, but it might. They're definitely helpful. You know, last weekend at the U.S. Figure Skating Championships, I had two medalists, silver medal Jessica Callalang and her partner Brian Johnson in pairs, bronze medalist Danny O'Shea and his partner Tara in pair skating. The connection between the use of orthotics properly and figure skating. If you go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com, you can go to orthotics and read a little bit more information on that specific area. I don't know if we have any more time. Again, we want to just re-congratulations to Kansas City Chiefs, the Super Bowl. Can't believe the football season is over. It's time to get excited about March Madness. You all know I'm a Louisville alumnus, ranked fifth in the country. All right, bragging's over. Thanks, everybody, for listening live from Chicago, the Sports Doctor. See you next week.